Beth.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Clean up the station!
House. This is some pretty direct information. It came from an informant who made a buy. I like it. It's that direct. It's easy to get a strong warrant. And we can move right in.
Hi.
Take all the precautions you can.
Hey.
Hey? All I get is hey?
Hey, Mom.
I'm gonna take a quick shower. You guys interested in getting a pizza delivered? That was a yes. You can call the order in. And no pepperoni for me.
Tell Mom I'll be back in 5 minutes, okay, butt crumb?
He said he was only going to be gone 5 minutes, and that was over 4 hours ago. Yes. No, I don't know who called him.
The last person to see him? His younger brother.
Okay. Go get in a blanket.
You'll be okay, son. Hey, we're here to help you. Hey, what's wrong? Oh, my God.
Gary Kane, 16 years old, high school junior, C student, first string varsity football, member of the local 4-H club. Not one of Wisconsin's more remarkable kids, but still the apple of his mother's eye.
What does that mean?
Nobody knows.
What does the police report say?
The victim received a phone call and left his home. He was discovered in the woods in his underwear 12 hours later. He's been unable to give a coherent statement.
Any evidence of sexual assault?
No.
Does it seem like it might have been a schoolboy prank?
The other victims have had to be sedated and hospitalized since their ordeals. They're reportedly hysterical with fear.
Victims? You mean there have been others?
One in eastern Wisconsin, one 3 towns away. Both with the same words written in black magic marker.
What's your interest in this?
Well, the local sheriff in Delta Glen, Wisconsin, thinks he knows what's been happening to these kids.
What's that?
He thinks they've been possessed.
There's something I think you ought to see first.
They call themselves the Church of the Red Museum.
They're followers of a guy named Odin that moved out here from California 3 years ago and bought a ranch.
What's the significance of the name Red Museum?
Well, Odin and the rest of them are a bunch of vegetarians. They drove the ranch right into the ground, turned 500 head of beef cattle into pets. Calls it a monument to barbarism.
Probably went over big with the local ranch.
Well, you gotta admit, it takes some big ones to set down the middle of cow country and start a church like his.
They got like a sore thumb, don't they?
You know, Sheriff, from what little we've seen, what you've told us, you seem rather unlikely to be involved in the kind of activities that you described.
Well, I won't say another word. You can just see for yourself.
Today is a blessing from our Lord and Master, who awaits his flock in this time, the dawning of the age of Aquarius, 18 Earth years from the beginning of the new kingdom. The guides speak through me today as messengers of the word, that we may be free from death and the passage into spirit. As the acceleration continues, we, the enlightened, must bring the teachings of the skills for survival to mankind.
They're walk-ins.
In prayer.
What are walk-ins?
We, the second souls of the first bodies.
We, the second souls of the first bodies.
Bearers of the word and keepers of the sacraments of a new enlightenment.
Believers in soul transference, enlightened spirits who have taken possession of other people's bodies.
Blessed mission and toil. Our struggle is transcendent, and your guidance, our guides. Will carry us toward the dawning of a new age. Today we bear witness to three who do not believe. We encourage them to open their hearts and minds to our teachings, that they who slaughter the flesh slaughter their own souls and must be taught the way.
I only remember parts of it.
Which parts are those?
I was in the woods and I felt a spirit enter me.
When you say spirit, Gary, I'm not sure what you mean.
It might have been an animal spirit. I can't explain it. Something just came over me.
And you don't remember who called you? Anything at all about what happened immediately after you left home that night?
Have you ever had any dealings with anyone from the Church of the Red Museum?
I see them around.
Do you have any reason to believe that they may be involved in what happened?
Now tell them what you told me, Gary.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
Me.
Oh, you're in all the pictures. You must be Gary's younger brother. I'm Dana. Stevie, do you remember who your brother might have gone out to see the other night? Did he say anything?
Scully, we'll meet you outside. Has this boy ever been in any trouble?
Gary?
Yeah.
No, I've known him since he was a kid. He's the same age as my son. Yeah, he's done some beer drinking, but he's just your basic 16-year-old, at least he was.
You see a notable difference in him?
Yeah, yeah. Gary Kane lived for football. He's a damn good athlete, too. I won't even suit up.
The Red Museum, how are they treated by the local citizens?
Nobody much cares for them.
But are they ever singled out? Shop owners refusing to sell to them? Stuff like that?
Well, there's a reasonable amount of tension, but most folks are happy to just try to avoid them.
Can you recommend a good motel in the area?
Sure. That means you're going to stay on for a bit. You think there might be something to this?
Well, I want to run a background check on the church and this guy, Odin. If you could just show us a good motel, maybe point out a good place to eat.
You come to the right place for that.
You know, Mulder, rooms like these, I'd say the Church of the Red Museum has his work cut out for him. So, he started to tell me about walk-ins, but I'm not sure if I grasp the finer points.
It's kind of a new age religion based on an old idea that if you lose hope or despair and want to leave this mortal coil, you become open and vulnerable.
To inhabitation by a new spirit.
A new enlightened spirit. According to the literature, Abe Lincoln was a walk-in, and Mikhail Gorbachev and Charles Colson, Nixon's advisor.
But not Nixon?
No, not even they want to claim Nixon.
So, are you still subscribing to the sheriff's claims of a possession?
I don't know. In the absence of any other plausible explanation, it's a novel theory.
Well, I'll tell you something. I feel kind of weird saying this, but I got the creeps in that apartment today.
Really?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey! It's Benji Berger! Who let you out?
It's Bert Hobson just rode into town.
Hey, Diaperhead, we're talking to you, man.
How's your pet cow?
Did you get any milk out of him?
We're talking to you, Aladdin. What's the matter, Diaperhead, huh? Huh?
Nothing.
Hey, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Go home. Go ahead, go home.
Catch you later, Red.
You got a problem?
Yeah. But who asked you?
I see four against one. I got a problem.
Boulder?
Yeah, well, why don't you run along with the little wife? You're gonna miss the tour bus.
She's got a gun.
Well, what's she gonna do, shoot us? Go call my dad, Katie. I think he'd like to hear about this.
Who's your dad?
It's the sheriff.
Yeah, I think he would like to hear about this.
Come on, let's just get out of here, Rick.
Hard to tell the villains without a scorecard.
Yeah, Danny, this is all good stuff. Yeah, see what else you can find on him from the NCIC and call me back. At this number or on my cellular?
I just examined the girl.
What'd you find?
Not much until the toxicology report came back. They found trace amounts of an unspecified alkaloid substance in her blood, possibly an opiate derivative, as well as a dangerously large quantity of something called scopolamine.
Is that the stuff they use for motion sickness?
Well, only in very small dosages. Anything past 0.2 micrograms, and you've got a very powerful anesthetic with hallucinogenic qualities. It's been in the news lately because Colombian gangs have been using it in kidnappings to subdue their victims.
Is it a controlled substance?
Yes. You'd probably have to be a doctor or a pharmacist to get a hold of these quantities. Richard Odin, also known as Doug Herman, left AMA in 1986 over questionable ethics inquiry, did not renew license.
I'll drive. Special Agent Fox Mulder, we're with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We'd like to speak to Richard Odin. Is he in?
Just a moment.
Mr. Odin?
Yes?
We'd like to ask you some questions. May we come inside?
I'm sorry. I can't allow you in this house.
We can get a warrant if that's what it takes.
You can get a warrant if you'd like, but you will not enter this building.
Well, how's that?
Because you're meat eaters. In the building that houses our kitchens cannot be desecrated by your presence. I believe I'm well within my religious rights to prevent it.
Yes, sir, but you can't hide behind your rights if a crime has been committed.
Have I been accused of a crime?
You can always determine that elsewhere. Can you step outside, please, sir? Can you step outside, Mr. Odin? We're placing you under arrest.
Are you familiar with a substance called scopolamine, Mr. Odin?
Are you familiar with bovine growth hormones and the inhumane treatment of beef and dairy cows?
Just answer the question, Mr. Odin.
Yes, I know it. But I've never prescribed it or administered it.
Have you ever ordered others to do so?
No.
Do your religious beliefs preclude you from exacting revenge, either physically or psychically, on those who might not share them?
The barbarians will one day be cleansed from the earth.
Answer the question. You did it, didn't you? You did something to those kids!
Sheriff, I've already had to go through this once with a kid. If you just take a walk. You know, for a holy man, you've got quite a knack for pissing people off.
We got problems down the street.
Keep your minds open to the wisdom of the guides.
Care about the wisdom
all
of the
we
guides.
Ask is that you listen. Question what we say and consider it seriously. You have the power to
right,
change
man,
your own lives before it is too late.
End the slaughter. The rights of the just must be protected. Just as the barbarism must cease. Violence against nature begets violence against man.
How about a little cowboy?
You the FBI agents?
Yes.
Something I'd like to show you. This pasture land belonged to my granddad. He bought it in 1890. I died right over there next to that cattle pen. 82 years old. Just fell off the track here one morning. My dad worked this piece for the next 40 years. I put in 25 myself before I decided to call it quits. Sold it for 80 times what my granddad paid.
Why'd you sell it?
Yeah, business changed. People changed, too.
In what way?
Competition. You used to get by with 50 milk cows. Now you got to have 500. You used to turn them up to pasture. Now you keep them in pens and grain feed them.
You said you wanted to show us something.
You're looking at it. See those men over there? Well, they're injecting the cattle with something called BST, bovine somatotropin.
A genetically engineered growth hormone.
Yeah, shoot them up. A cow will produce 10% more milk. Feed it to beef cattle, more meat on the hoof. Changed the business. Changed a whole lot of things.
How do you mean?
Well, that fracas in town this afternoon, 10, even 5 years ago, never would have happened. People around here have changed. Gotten mean, spiteful, dog-eat dog. We had 7 rapes here last year by high school boys. Well, that, this business of the kids being found in the woods, well, I think that you're going to find it all comes from the same root source.
The growth hormone?
Yes, sir.
But those hormones have been proven safe. They've been cleared by the FDA.
Says who? The government?
Pressure like crazy. I don't know what's going on.
How far are we from the airport?
We're not gonna make it. I'd have to find some place to put it down.
And ID the pilot.
What about the second body?
That's Dr. Gerald Larson.
Did you know him?
Yeah. Delivered my kid. Something else over here I want you to see.
Thank you.
Looks like the doctor may have been delivering more than babies.
That's why I brought you out here.
What this is about?
I have no idea. Jerry Larson was a pillar in this community. He was the last of the country doctors.
Well, wherever he was coming from, I'd say that was one hell of a house call.
You don't think this has anything to do with what happened to those kids?
I think we'll know more once we find out what this is. You're sure? Both kids? No, it's okay. I'm sure you're correct. Thank you very much.
Kelly, you're not going to believe this.
You found a connection between the out-of-town kids and the kids abducted here. Every one of them was delivered and treated through childhood by Dr. Larson.
Yeah, the printouts we found in the briefcase were mostly shipping orders, along with a list of credit card numbers, each number corresponding to a card in the victim's family.
Why would he carry a list of credit card numbers?
I don't know. Maybe to track them, the way credit card companies track stolen cards.
But why? And what was he treating them for?
What was he treating them with?
I don't know. We won't get the test results back on the vial until tomorrow. Are you thinking it might be bovine growth hormone?
I know that was the first thing through both of our minds, Scully, but it just doesn't track, not with that briefcase full of cash.
I know, and it still doesn't answer the question about who's marking those kids. Or why.
See you in the morning.
Yeah, 8:30 sharp.
Come unannounced.
Gary's not home right now.
Actually, we wanted to talk with you, if that's okay.
I don't know what to say. You think Dr. Larson was doing some kind of tests on Gary?
Well, thinking back, was there anything that seemed strange to you? Was Gary sick often?
No. Actually, Gary's never been sick a day in his life.
Gary was never sick.
No.
Why was he going to Dr. Larson?
Dr. Larson gave him vitamin shots. He gave them to a lot of kids. He said it was like treating their teeth with fluoride, as a preventative measure.
Did you ever take Gary to another doctor?
No. Jay had wanted to.
Jay's your husband?
Yes. He was concerned Gary wasn't growing. Jay was 6'5". He wanted Gary to play college ball. But then there was Jay's accident.
What accident?
It was 7 years ago. He worked at the packing plant. He had an accident with one of the machines.
Excuse me. What is this?
What?
This light here.
I don't know.
There's something back there.
What is it, Mulder?
Looks like somebody's private little movie studio.
What?
Drain the lizard.
What do you want, applause, man?
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
All right. Sheriff, we're going to find who did this.
Get away from him. Get back. Oh, my God.
Ricky. Son. No. No!
His name is Gerd Thomas. He's on the building for 21 years. He used to run a daycare center out of it. They're holding him for us.
What is it?
I know that face.
What?
Quite a video library you've compiled for yourself. I especially like the ones with the little boys.
I know. I'm a sick man.
No. No, men who know they're sick try to get help. You just kept right at it for years.
I didn't mean to hurt anyone.
Did you kidnap those kids?
Yes.
Are you prepared to confess to those crimes?
Yes.
And to the murder of Rick Mazeroski?
No. I never murdered anybody.
Did you kidnap Rick Mazeroski? Did you write this on his back? Answer the question.
No, I never killed him. I never killed anybody. I really love those kids.
Is this how you express your love for them? Did you kidnap Rick Mazeroski? Did you write that on his back?
Yes.
Why?
Because of what he had become.
What did he become?
Because those kids have become monsters.
You're not making any sense. Now, you make sense to me.
Because of Dr. Larson and because of the tests.
Excuse me.
Tests.
Dr. Larson was using those kids as guinea pigs, and he was using us too.
What do you mean, using you?
To inoculate the cattle.
With growth hormone?
I don't know exactly what it was, but he was paying us a lot of money to do it.
So you're saying that Dr. Larson was paying you a lot of money to inject the cattle with something and you didn't know what it was?
Not until later, not until after all those rapes. Dr. Larson told my boss that he felt responsible for everything that those kids had done. And that he was giving them the same inoculations.
Was Dr. Larson involved in the kidnapping?
No. He didn't want his secret to come out. He didn't care about those kids like me.
Mulder?
Mm-hmm.
He's telling the truth. I don't think he killed anyone.
How can you be sure?
I just got the toxicology report back on the broken vial. The residual substance couldn't be analyzed because it contained synthetic corticosteroids with unidentified amino acids. That's pure. security control, Mulder.
Do you know what you're saying, Scully?
The man who died in that plane crash was inoculating those kids with antibodies derived from what may have been an extraterrestrial source.
He's been injecting those kids with alien DNA.
No, Mulder, that was never proven conclusively.
But it's the same substance we found in the Erlenmeyer flask, isn't it? The same material my deep throat contact died for.
Yes.
Well, it all makes sense. The money in the briefcase, they've been conducting an experiment here. Somebody's been paying to have those kids injected with alien DNA to see how they'd react. It's been going on for years.
Does that man know anything about it?
No. He's just some poor soul who blew their cover. I don't think he knows any more than he's telling us.
Well, I think his boss must have, because they just found him shot to death in a cow pasture.
What?
I think I know who shot him, Mulder. That man that I recognized on the road today. That's the same man that executed Deep Throat.
Well, whoever's behind this, he's here covering their tracks. He's gonna go after the kids. You get the sheriff and meet me at Gary Kane's apartment. And Scully, I want this guy alive. Where's Gary?
He's in his bedroom.
Go pack some clothes, things you'll need. You're all coming with me.
What?
I'll explain later. Those credit card numbers. Every kid's family that was listed, get them packed up. Call out every man you've got.
Where are we taking them?
Yes?
I need your help.
For?
It may offend your religious sensibilities, but it could help save some kids' lives.
Sheriff. Where's Mulder?
He told me to make sure that the kids were safe. Thought there was some other place this guy might be.
Stop right there!
Just put the lighter down.
Get him out of here. Get everyone out of here.
Come on. This place could blow.
File number XWC060361. The identity of the man shot in a slaughterhouse is yet to be determined. His name, any record or artifact of his past, present, or immigration status have yet to be found. His fingerprints are not on file in either the FBI or National System of Records. At this time, it remains doubtful that anyone will come forward to ID or claim the body. Under further analysis, the inoculant found in the broken vials was isolated and determined to be an unstable antibody of no known biological origin. After 3 weeks of study, the components of the serum, probably synthetic, have broken down structurally and in this retrograde state cannot be analyzed further. This coincides with the development of a severe and undiagnosed flu-like ailment affecting the children who were believed to have been inoculated and some of the local families. To date, none of the congregants or members of the Church of the Red Museum have contracted this illness. I suspect whoever was doing this may have been using them as a control group. The shipping manifest for what is believed to be milk and beef tainted by the unspecified inoculant do not provide enough information to track their destinations. A local advisory and quarantine have been established. Further inquiry into the tainted beef has been promised by the pertinent government health agencies. The FBI investigation into this case is currently at a standstill. The case remains open and unsolved.
This.